Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can check out the Gen X Takeover tonight at Emerald Queen Casino, and part of that magic is the Professor Nick Harrison, who's been hanging out with us this morning, and people can get tickets still at emeraldqueen.com. We got to talk real quick about some of the music that you've been putting out recently. That, I mean, you've got an album coming out?
Yes. There it is. Yes, I have an album coming out on tomorrow, as a matter of fact. It's dropping on all streaming platforms at midnight tonight. Apple Music, Spotify. It is 11 tracks of the soul covers that I've done. Let me go ahead and pull up the track listing.
You know what? Let's put these guys to the test again. I love it. I think I got one of the songs.
Let's do it.
All right, let's see if you guys can figure out which song he's turned into a soul classic. This is our friend, the Professor Nick Harrison. Are you ready?
Ready.
Yeah. Oh, I know what this one is.
I hope you do.
This one is on the album, as a matter of fact.
This is a good one. It's a classic rock / metal song.
Dead, I am the one exterminating.
Oh, worshiping Rob Zombie.
The tree strangling the breeze.
Soul Dragula?
Yes.
So good.
I love this.
Dead, I am the sky watching angel cry while they slowly turn conquering the world. Dig through the ditches and burn through the ditches and slam in the back of my Dragula. Dig through the ditches and burn through the witches and slam in the back of my Dragula.
Oh, I love this.
All right, I got another one for you guys. This one, I hope, Nick, you know this one as well.
I would hope so.
Okay, yes. I think, you know what, let's do one for our local fans. Are you ready for a good Ooh. Seattle sound?
Yes.
One of the biggest Seattle rock bands of all time. Nick Harrison turned them into a soul band.
She has me like a
pie. Oh, it's Nirvana. What is the name of the song?
I've been locked in
Heart-shaped box.
Your heart-shaped box. I've been drawn.
Is this one on the record?
Yeah, no, actually.
Oh, this is like a deep cut then.
Yeah, this is like one of the ones you gotta go to the YouTube for. It's probably gonna be on the next release, because I'm putting out a volume 2.
Nice.
Probably in like a week or two, right, because of the demand.
Just so much sexier.
Honestly, like, that song is kind of sexy already, but then it's like this way.
Makes me want a back rub.
Yeah, heart-shaped box sexier. It seems a little off.
That is so fantastic.
Like,
oh,
somebody
God.
Actually sent me a DM the other day. They're like, hey, man, these songs turn my wife on more than I could ever do. So actually thank me for saving his marriage through the AI soul covers, which makes me wonder where your marriage was before I started doing these.
Have you heard from, like, Rob Zombie? I know you said you heard from Gavin Rossdale Bush, but what other artists have you heard from when you... I mean, because you've... I think the guys in Lit have reached out to you before, like,
yeah,
when you did My Own Worst Enemy.
When I was doing the Yacht Rock stuff, Lit reached out. Rob Thomas reshared the 3 a.m. cover. Bon Jovi reshared the Bad Medicine cover. They reposted it on TikTok. Rossdale DM'd the guitarist from Slipknot. His name is slipping my mind right now because, again, it's very early and y'all just...
I know. We made you walk up a hill.
Yeah.
While you walk up a hill. I'm going to put Danny to the test since he is the king of all emo. He hosts Emo Night Friday night over at Numo. So you say you're an emo guy.
Okay, here we go.
Let's see if you can figure out this classic emo song that the professor, Nick Harrison, turned into a soul classic.
I'm ready.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, this might be my favorite.
When I was a young My Chemical Romance.
Yeah.
Black Parade, baby.
You should play this Friday night.
He said, son, you grow. Would you be savior?
Professor, have bands reached out to you and said, like, do me next?
Not. Whoa. Slow down.
You know what I mean.
Time. I do know what you mean.
Still a little hot and bothered over
yeah, there have been some who've reached out and been like, hey, okay, you like, this would sound pretty good as Yacht Rock, or this would sound pretty good as Soul, I think. It was James Root, by the way. That messaged me. Well, actually commented on one of the videos and said he backs it 100%, which I was really appreciative of, because you know AI,
it's a polarizing thing.
That's something that we're like trying to counteract because of, you know, the effect that it has in times. And but we have a piece of merch that a portion of the proceeds go to a company called Commission Mankind that drills water wells all over the world and in Africa. So like, I understand where people's, you know, objection would be, and we're trying to do things to counteract that. And it's what is cool about all this is that it's a, you know, AI's been around for a long time, but right now on social media it is kind of bursting, just blowing up. There was somebody, I've been tagged in this freaking remake of Eminem Without Me as 50 Soul, like, so many times, and I've seen it. I love it. I think it's great. So it's, you know, it's cool to see how these things can be reimagined, redone, and looked at in a different perspective. Because for me, one, it highlights the artist in their original song. Two, it highlights the lyrics and how good they really are. Because sometimes we can't understand or fathom just how good the lyrics are, because sometimes we don't necessarily understand them.
Funny you said, because earlier, before you got here, we played the Metallica Soul song that you did of King Nothing, and it instantly made me think, I forgot how much I freaking love that song. Because I think of Metallica, I'm more of like the first four records. I forget about when they cut their hair and became more rockers.
Yeah.
But then when I heard that, I was like, I need to go back and listen to King Nothing. That is such a great song.
It's a really good song. It's one of their more underrated tracks. And for me, the messages that I get every day from people who are like, I never knew the lyrics of this song. I did BYOB as Soul, and people are like, I never understood the lyrics to this song until now. So thank you. Yeah. Little Dick Dale surf guitar right there.
Taryn over here is just rocking out some more.
So great. The Professor Nick Harrison, you deliver smiles to people's faces every single day. So if you have no plans tonight, Rockaholics, we just made those plans for you. The Gen X Takeover tonight at Emerald Queen Casino. You can get more info at emeraldqueen.com and give our friend the professor Nick Harrison a follow on Instagram at Mr. Professor 318.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. This was a blast.
Hey, man, thank you guys for having me. Make sure you come out to the Emerald Queen tonight for the show. Gen X Takeover is myself, the real Slim Sherry, the dad bod veteran, Kelly Mano. Justin Ruppel is our host. Boo. We're not going to pay attention to Ruppel.
Yeah, stupid millennial.
Stupid millennial. But yeah, it was. we have so much fun. It's music. It's comedy. It's just all kinds of shenanigans. And you guys are the star of the show. So please come out and see us tonight at the Emerald Queen in Tacoma. You can go to emeraldqueencasino.com.
Is that emeraldqueen.com.
Emeraldqueen.com or go to genxtakeover.com so you can see all the other dates that we have coming up in the next couple of weeks, because we're all over the place and we would love to see you there.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.